Hi everyone, it's me, Tariq Bliss Bibi from TariqBibi.com, helping spiritual business women and men thrive doing what they love, helping them hit six figures in record time. I'm very excited for this program. It's a new program that I've created for 2019. The program is called the Millionaire Mind Matrix. This program has been in the making for years and years now. I would say for at least 20 years from when I first started getting into self-help books and books about money and prosperity and abundance. And in the last 10 years, helping spiritual business women and men with money and relationships and life purpose. And just knowing that that's the number one thing, number one challenge a lot of you are going, are struggling with, inspired me to create this program. So I basically integrated the Infinity Healing, which has been voted top three most powerful healing modality in the world by many veterans of healing. And we're including that into every module. And on top of that, we're also recording and summarizing the top 10 books based on abundance, prosperity, wealth, and money. So we're going to not only listen to the summary of these books, so all the principles in the books, the wisdom of the books, the golden nuggets in the books. I've taken those books, summarized them, turned them into downloadable affirmations. And some of you might have experienced some of this in my previous program, Infinite Abundance, my Infinite Abundance program. But this is taking it to the whole nother level because we're integrating the Infinity Healing. Whereas in the past, we would just download the beliefs into our subconscious mind. Now what's going to happen is we're downloading them into our being, into every part of our being. It's clearing the belief systems. It's clearing our fears. It's clearing root emotions like not good enough, not worthy, not deserving. Something bad might happen if I step into my power. All these fears and emotions and beliefs that we have, and it's healing them from the moment of conception, from when these traumas first started. It's going after everything before that, after it, and everything connecting to it. It's transmuting that within ourselves, our inner children, our parents, our ancestors, our children, our future generations, and past lives, if you believe in that, in all space, time, and dimensions, now and forever. It's transmuting that. And it's replacing it with all that is for your highest good so that you become a millionaire, so that you have a millionaire mind, so that you have the millionaire habits to create infinite abundance and wealth and infinite financial freedom and empowerment. So the way this works is source energy or God's energy or the universe's energy will connect to you, and with its infinite intelligence, with its infinite empowerment, it's going to do everything it knows to do to help you in terms of downloading these beliefs, these qualities, these behaviors, these patterns, these habits, and then it's going to make sure that that becomes a part of you. And this was all inspired by the movie The Matrix. There is a scene in The Matrix, if you haven't seen it, definitely watch the first Matrix. And there's a scene where the main character Neo is breaking free from his conditioning, is breaking free from The Matrix, and there's a group of people helping him break free. And at one point they start downloading programs into his mind, and one of the programs they literally plugged into a computer and then connected it to his mind was called it was like a martial arts program, like a kung fu program. And then he literally downloaded the kung fu program into his mind, and then he embodied that, like he now had it downloaded into his being, and then he gets out of it and is like, I know kung fu. So that was a scene that really inspired this, because I'm like, yeah, we totally can do that. You know, I really feel a lot of these movies, we can do those things. So that inspired me to say, okay, you know, I've heard a lot of people talk about reading a book every single day to make sure it's a part of your being. But I really feel as an indigo child that I'm here to like evolve what we're doing. And if people are reading it every day to make an impression in their subconscious mind, through the Infinity Healing, I feel like we don't just read the book. We can now download the book into our being. We can become the book. So this is, to me, the evolution of reading books. And I remember reaching out to a whole bunch of authors 10 years ago. I was like, this is a million dollar idea. And I reached out to all these authors and none of them responded to me. And I realized recently, one, that was me giving my power away. And two, that it was a gift from the divine for me. This was a gift that I received to create this idea. And instead of owning it and creating something myself and believing myself, I went and I was like, I have to do it for someone else because I believe in them. And so now 10 years, 20, I think it's like 15 years later, I'm doing it myself for you guys, for my tribe. So we're going to start today with a really, really powerful book. This is the first book on the list, and it is The Millionaire Mind, Wealth Principles from T. Harv Eker's best-selling book, Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, Mastering the Inner Game of Wealth. This was a three-day seminar that I went to years and years ago, and it's helped me get out of debt. It's helped me manage my money. It's helped me save lots of money. It's a game changer, and I'm so glad that we get to not just read this book or read the summary of the book, but also become the wisdom of the book. So we're going to get started with that. And to get things started, I'm going to activate the infinity healing starting now. So it's an energy that's coming straight from source to you, straight from God to you, straight from the universe to you. And it's going to be encoded into this whole recording from start to finish. And just by listening to this audio, the infinity healing is going to make sure it connects to you, clears what's stopping you from receiving or releasing, clears what's resisting and sabotaging and getting in the way. And it's going to make sure that you fully receive this, integrate it, activate it within yourself, all the wisdom we're about to go through. So starting now, we're activating the infinity healing. And in order to activate it, all you need to do is say yes. So would you like to receive it? And take a deep belly breath and release and allow this infinity healing to run throughout this whole entire audio. There's nothing else for you to do. If you fall asleep at some point, that's perfectly okay. It's all being taken care of through your higher self, whether you're aware of it or not. So wealth principle number one, your income can grow only to the extent that you do. So would you like an infinity healing in order to consistently, gradually, at your own divine time, divine way, divine manner, extend yourself, grow and extend and become more of who you are in order to increase your income? If you'd like that, just say yes. Would you like an infinity healing to clear the fears, the sabotage that says that that's scary for you to grow? To show the mind that it's safe for you to grow outside of your comfort zone and all the good things that will happen when you do that. If so, just say yes. Beautiful. Wealth principle number two. If you want to change the fruits, you will first have to change the roots. If you want to change the visible, you must first change the invisible. So would you like an infinity healing to be able to change what's going on internally from the roots? I even use that a lot. Let's heal it from the root of the root of the root. So from where it all stemmed from. Would you like to heal these blocks towards your wealth from the root? From the invisible, meaning on an energetic level, emotional level, to transmute that, heal it, release it, and replace it with all that is for your highest good. Would you like that? Beautiful. Principle number three. Money is a result. Wealth is a result. Health is a result. Illness is a result. Your weight is a result. We live in a world of cause and effect. Would you like an infinity healing to integrate this principle into your being and to know that everything you're desiring is a result based on what you put in, what you do? Would you like to know what to do in order to get that effect that you're looking for? Beautiful. Wealth principle number four, give me 5 minutes and I can predict your financial future for the rest of your life. So basically taking the time to look at your life. I want you to rate your life, relationship 0 to 10, health 0 to 10, fitness 0 to 10, spirituality 0 to 10. A lot of us have that as a 9 or 10. Money 0 to 10. A lot of spiritual people struggle with money, struggle with relationships, struggle with career and life purpose. So rate those from 0 to 10 And in less than 5 minutes, you'll be able to know where are the root blocks in your life, where are the challenges, because your external results are mirroring what's going on inside of you. And this is not a judgment, this is a feedback form. So would you like an infinity healing to become aware of the results that life is mirroring back to you, to know what it's mirroring back to me in terms of what's going on within me, and know how to use that in order to change it from within so that it mirrors that back outside, as below, so above, as it is inside of us, it will be mirrored on the outside. Would you like infinity healing for that? Beautiful. All right. Wealth principle number 5. Thoughts lead to feelings. Feelings lead to actions. Actions lead to results. Would you like an infinity healing to clear all the thoughts that are leading to negative feelings, that are leading to negative actions? And would you like to replace all of that with the divine, empowering, positive thoughts that will lead to the positive feelings, that will lead to the positive actions, that will lead to the positive results that your heart is desiring for you? Would you like that? Beautiful. Wealth principle number 6. When the subconscious mind must choose between deeply rooted emotions and logic, emotions will almost always win. So whenever you find yourself or other people doing things that you're like, that makes no sense, why would you do that? Is because of the deep traumas and the emotions that we carry. And we can't try to make a logical explanation of why they did it. Is just something that they're emotionally triggered by based on their traumas, and they're reacting based on fears, based on core emotions, based on traumas. And usually it's just their inner child terrified and just running away, like I used to in previous relationships. So would you like an infinity healing to be able to heal these deeply rooted emotions and know how to deal with other people when their deeply rooted emotions get triggered? And have yourself moving forward, when our emotions get triggered, how to best override them, give them sacred space to express themselves, and then have your heart take control and move you forward in the direction of your heart's intent. Would you like that? Beautiful. Wealth principle number 7. If your motivation is acquiring money or success, if that comes from a non-supportive root such as fear, anger, or the need to prove yourself, your money will never bring you happiness. And I've experienced this myself. And there's a lot of movies, same thing. A lot of biographies, same thing. They had everything they wanted. They had all the relationships they wanted, all the money, all the toys, all the dream homes, everything, fame, success. And why is it that they're still depressed? Why is it that all these celebrities are going through some mental breakdowns and mental health challenges and not enjoying themselves? Why is it in the wealthiest parts of the world people are actually not happy? So, or are going through a lot of mental health challenges and depression and suicidal tendencies? So would you like an infinity healing to be able to clear anything that is stopping you from being able to do things for the right reasons, to give from your overflow, to feel true, deep, fulfilling happiness? If you'd like that, just say yes. Wealth principle number 8. The only way to permanently change the temperature in the room is to reset the thermostat. In the same way, the only way to change your level of financial success permanently is to reset your financial thermostat. So would you like an infinity healing to shift your financial thermostat to a new default setting that is of financial overflow, financial empowerment, financial intelligence, financial abundance, and to have it as a default, and that it just continuously gradually increases as your heart's desiring? Would you like that? Beautiful. Wealth principle number 9. Consciousness is observing your thoughts and actions so that you can live from true choice in the present moment rather than being run by programming from the past. Would you like an infinity healing to clear, heal, delete, undo, transmute all of the programming from your past that no longer serves you? To transmute that, replace it with what is true and empowering. Yes. And to be able to do things from a place of awareness and consciousness. and to be able to observe your thoughts and choose the thoughts and actions that bring you more of what your heart is desiring. Beautiful. Wealth principle number 10, you can choose to think in ways that will support you in your happiness and success instead of ways that don't. Would you like an infinity healing to be able to think in the ways that will support your happiness and success, to have these new neurological pathways, to undo the old limiting negative neurological pathways, rewiring that so that it's all leading to positive, empowering results and thoughts and behaviors and habits? Would you like that? Beautiful. Wealth principle number 11. Money is extremely important in the areas in which it works and extremely unimportant in the areas in which it doesn't. Would you like an infinity healing to be able to use money in the best ways possible to move you forward in the ways that are most important for you and for your heart's intent? If you like that, just say yes. Beautiful. Wealth principle number 12. When you are complaining, you become a living, breathing crap magnet. So would you like an infinite healing to be able to overcome, to undo the habit of complaining, to own up to your infinite power, to own up into being the best version of yourself, taking control of life, taking charge, owning up to things that happen in your life, and consciously creating your reality based on what your heart is desiring? Would you like that? And anytime you find yourself complaining, to have your higher self gracefully, lovingly, gently bring you back into the present moment, bring you back into the heart space where everything's beautiful in this moment, and to get you to move away from putting out energies that don't serve you and thoughts that don't serve you, and move into, okay, what is it that I do want to create moving forward? If you'd like that, just say yes. Beautiful. Wealth principle number 13. There is no such thing as a really rich victim. So being someone who spent half their life in victim mode, I know that it was such a waste of my life that I just don't want to waste another second being in victim, although it does come up every now and then. Would you like an infinity healing to completely heal the inner victim, to transmute those traumas, to bring yourself back into a new archetype of being a conscious co-creator with God and with the universe? And anytime you slip back into victimhood, to have your higher self gracefully bring you back into awareness, presence, so that you're aware of the fact that you're creating your reality, you're co-creating your reality. Would you like that? And to co-create it in an empowering way, in a positive way, in a way that is what you're truly desiring in your heart of hearts. Beautiful. Wealth principle number 14. If your goal is to be comfortable, chances are you'll never be rich. But if your goal is to be rich, chances are you'll end up mighty comfortable. So would you like an infinity healing to grow outside of your comfort zone? This is what I talked to my spiritual six-figure group about, always doing things that are out of your comfort zone, because that's where we grow. Saying yes to the things that feel scary but are going to lead to a lot of results and rewards. Would you like an infinity healing to get out of your comfort zone, feel comfortable out of the comfort zone, to show the mind and the ego that it's safe to be out of that comfort zone, and to bring yourself back to that place of the inner child, which was always in places outside of its comfort zone in a way, because everything was an adventure, everything was a new experience. So to go back to seeing something new instead of seeing it as something scary, because in the past when you did something new, something bad happened, and instead to go back to that place of innocence where when you look at something or experiencing something new, you're like, wow, the infinite possibilities of what could happen from that place of joy and adventure. Would you like that to be your new default setting? Yes, beautiful. Wealth principle number 15. The number one reason most people don't get what they want is that they don't know what they want. How many of you can relate to this? So if we don't know what we want, we're just like running in circles. We're wasting our energy. We're going fat. We're going nowhere really fast. We're running on a treadmill going nowhere. So would you like an infinity healing to have that crystal clarity of what is the destination? What is your end goal? What is your end result? And just have that hyper focus, and just nothing's getting in your way. You're just constantly taking baby steps, moving forward there. You might fall, you might stop, you might take a break, you might even take a few steps back, but you just keep moving forward and upward towards your destination. Would you like that to be your new default? To know what you want and to do everything to get there. Beautiful. Wealth principle number 16. If you're not fully, totally, and truly committed to creating wealth, chances are you won't. Would you like an infinity healing to be able to fully, totally, and truly commit 100% to creating wealth? Beautiful. Wealth principle number 17. The law of income. You will be paid in direct proportion to the value you deliver according to the marketplace or according to your clients. So that's all we're doing. The money that we receive is just someone saying, thank you so much. I value what you're giving me so much. I'm happy to give you this much in an investment, this much money because of the value that you're creating. The more value we put out, the more value we create in other people's lives, the more valuable our services become and we become. Would you like an infinity healing to master this law of income and to be able to create tremendous value for people, for our clients, for those around us, and to deliver those valuable gifts, talents, abilities, services, products, and allow ourselves to be reciprocated by them? Would you like that? Wealth principle number 18, bless that which you want. I have been practicing this philosophy since I learned it. It's a Huna philosophy, which comes from ancient Hawaiian mysteries and religion and spirituality. I actually wouldn't say religion, I'd say spiritual beliefs. So basically an example is, every time I see someone in a really, really nice expensive car and it looks really great, I just bless them. Every time I see someone with a beautiful partner and they're in a happy relationship, I bless them. Every time I see someone succeeding in their businesses and, you know, going to higher places than I've ever been, I bless them. And it's like, I'm not ignoring the fact that there's a part of me that's like, I want that too. But the old me would be like, maybe unconsciously trying to bring them down or jealous or envious. And that's because I didn't believe it was possible for me. But now that I believe in myself and I believe it's possible for me, and we all need to believe anything's possible for us. And the fact that we're attracting these things into our lives is a direct mirror letting us know that this too we can receive. It's coming our way to let us know the universe is like, hey, I want you to have this too. You just need to do a few things to get out of your own way. So would you like an infinity healing to fully have this as a default setting? Bless that which you want. Yes, it's a really powerful one. And by blessing it, it then allows you to receive it, right? When you're truly, genuinely happy for someone else and you bless them, that opens up a flood for you to start receiving things that you're seeing others have. And there's nothing wrong with like having emotions come up where you're like, oh, like I'm upset with myself. Why can't I have that? And you can go and ask that person, hey, like I remember asking people like, how did you manifest that? How did you work that out? How did you get this relationship? How did you make that much money? How did you succeed in your business? Like I'm frustrated. I'm trying to figure this out. I've been trying to figure this out for years. So it's okay to feel that, honor it, express it, get it out, and then do something about it. All right, wealth principle number 19, leaders earn a heck of a lot more than followers. So would you like an infinity healing to fully activate and embody all your leadership skills, abilities, the archetype, the programming, the habits of a leader to be that leader, be the leader that you were born to be? Would you like that? Would you, yeah, perfect. And any part of you that has been conditioned to just follow, you know, school's always like follow this, follow that, our whole lives we follow this, don't do this, do that. So would you like an infinity healing to clear any programming where we were taught not to stick out from the rest, not to be innovative, bad things will happen if you go your own way, you got to stick with the group? Would you like an infinity healing to clear those as well? Beautiful. Wealth principle number 20. The secret to success is not to try to avoid or get rid of or shrink from your problems. The secret is to grow yourself so that you are bigger than your problems. So it's not like you reach a point where it's like, wow, my life's amazing now because I don't have problems. You reach a point where you're like, okay, this thing came along, I'm bigger than this problem. You know, $1,000 debt, made a mistake in my business, I'm bigger than this problem. You know, I'm in a relationship, this person walks out on me, which actually happened to me with my ex-wife, I'm bigger than this problem. You know, not feeling supported, feeling isolated and alone and no one there to support me, I'm bigger than this problem. No matter what happens, you grow yourself bigger than the problem. And then I have a visualization where the problem literally, instead of us feeling like a little ant in a huge bonfire, you grow yourself so that you are the infinite vast ocean and your problem is a little lit match in the ocean. And it just goes out. So that's the power of visualization and remembering who you are. You're not the drop. You're also the ocean itself. So become bigger than your problems. Wealth principle number 20. Oh, we just did that. Wealth principle number 21. If you have a big problem in your life, all that means is that you are being a small person. So again, would you like an infinity healing to be the bigger person to overcome these problems? Beautiful. Wealth principle number 22. If you say you're worthy, you are. If you say you're not worthy, you're not. Either way, you will live into your story. Would you like to be able to live into stories that serve you, that are empowering, that are positive, that are more aligned or completely aligned with your heart's intent? Wealth principle number 23. If a 100-foot oak tree had the mind of a human, it would only grow to be 10 feet tall. So would you like an infinity healing to get rid of any and all programming, this tall poppy syndrome, this I don't want to overgrow and overshine and I might hurt the feelings of people around me, and actually have your default setting to be, it's my responsibility to continuously, just like a tree, grow roots into the earth and keep shooting up into the sky. And the more I do that, the more inspiring I'm going to be for all those around me, and they're going to aspire to grow taller. So would you like an infinity healing to have that as a default? And clear any and all judgments that say too much sun, too much soil from the earth, I'm taking too much money, too much attention, any of those ego programs, to clear them. Beautiful. Wealth principle number 24. For every giver, there must be a receiver. And for every receiver, there must be a giver. Would you like an infinity healing to be able to allow yourself to be in that yin yang, that give and receive, and just to see how everything's connected and how everything flows. And when you're up, you'll go down. When you're down, you go up. When you have a lot, you can give some and then people give you. And it's just the cycle of life and it's all circulating. Would you like an infinity healing to really get this lesson, embody it? Beautiful. And also, I notice a lot of the way a lot of my clients in my spiritual six-figure program, when they first join, they say something about, I don't want to take that much money from people. We're not taking anything. We're receiving it. So would you like an infinity healing to shift out of that idea that says you have to take from people and allow yourself to gracefully receive it? Beautiful. Wealth principle number 25. Money will only make you more of what you already are. A lot of people are like, I don't want to become a millionaire. I don't want to become a billionaire because that's, you know, going to make you a bad person. And that's based on a lot of programming from media. And that media has programmed us to believe that wealthy people are these bad people so that we don't become wealthy. So we can stay stuck in poverty and not really make a big difference in the world. And so to get rid of that belief and that fear, it's to know that it's only going to make you more of who you are. If you were a generous person when you had nothing financially, you're going to be a super generous person when you have lots of money. If you were a happy person, maybe when you were without money, you might be an even happier person with more money. So whoever you are, it's just going to make you more of who you are. So would you like an infinity healing to know that and clear anything that says, I don't want to be wealthier and rich and more successful because it might make me someone I'm not. It might change me. It might make me a bad person. Would you like to clear that? Beautiful. Wealth principle number 26. How you do anything is how you do everything. This one's also one of those things you'll take with you for life. And if you notice, How do you wake up in the morning? How do you go to sleep at night? How do you deal with money when someone gives you money? How do you deal with it? How do you manage your money? How do you manage your time? How do you manage your energy? How do you manage your thoughts? How do you manage your relationships? Like, what's coming up for you in one area of your life is a reflection of how we're going to do everything. So if we can do the simple things with confidence, with integrity, you know, if we master the basics, that will allow us to then grow and then change how we do everything else. You know what I mean? Like, one of my old patterns was always late. I was late for appointments. I was late for meetings. I was late, you know, and I was always running after the clock. And then when I shifted my paradigm, I'm like, on time, I'm actually ahead of time. So I noticed how I did one thing was affecting how I did everything. And now I shifted that. So would you like an infinity healing to be aware of these things that we're doing in one way? That's how we do things in every other way, and shift it so that we're doing it in a way that is empowering. Beautiful. Wealth principle number 27. There's nothing wrong with getting a steady paycheck unless it interferes with your ability to earn what you're worth. There's the rub. It usually does. Would you like an infinity healing to clear anything and everything interfering with you being able to own your infinite worth? To ask for your infinite worth? To receive your infinite worth? To demand your infinite worth? To not settle for anything except what you're worth? Beautiful. Wealth principle number 28, never have a ceiling on your income. How many of us feel like, okay, I can only earn 2,000, I can only earn 5,000, I can only earn 10,000, I can't earn more than 20,000, I can't earn more than 50,000, 100,000, 200,000, 400,000, 500,000, 1 million. Wherever you have your ceiling, a lot of my clients actually tell me about they can't seem to go past a certain amount. So would you like an infinity healing to clear any and all financial ceilings, anything from our parents, like that was their maximum, or our ancestors, or if there was struggling in our past and our ancestral DNA, past lives, if you believe that, where there was poverty, not enough, and all that kind of stuff. Do you want to clear that so that you're able to thrive and in the process help everyone thrive as well? Beautiful. Wealth principle number 29. Rich people believe you can have your cake and eat it too. Middle class people believe cake is too rich, so I'll only have a little piece. Poor people don't believe they deserve cake, so they order a donut. Focus on the whole and wonder why they have nothing. So would you like an infinity healing to really get into that mindset of I can have my cake and eat it too, and have enough for me, and have enough for tomorrow, and have enough to share with my friends? Would you like to integrate that? Beautiful. Wealth principle number 30. The true measure of wealth is net worth, not working income. Would you like an infinity healing to be able to know what your net worth is, to focus on your net worth? When you talk to wealthy people, they're constantly focused on their net worth, which includes their assets, their investments, their stocks, their the value of their business. They're just constantly thinking net worth. Would you like to anchor that in, integrate it? Beautiful. Wealth principle number 31. Where attention goes, energy flows and results show. Would you like an infinity healing to have your default setting to shine your attention, focus your attention on the thing you're desiring, so you're constantly focusing on your destination and not focusing on the left or on the right or back? You're just, this is where I'm headed. Focusing on my finances, money grows. I focus on love, love grows. I focus on freedom, freedom grows. I focus on my empowerment goes, and the results will show. Would you like an infinity healing to integrate that principle? Beautiful. Wealth principle number 32. Until you show you can handle what you've got, you won't get any more. This is really, really important for us. If we just received $10 and we didn't manage that $10 well, then what shows us that we can manage more money? If we had one client and we could barely manage one client, what's going to show us that we can handle 1,000 clients? You know, if we did a group session, we couldn't handle a group of 10. What makes us feel like we can do stages and tours? So a lot of times our mind has these ideas that we see other people do and we're like, that's what I want. But are we even able to handle what we have right now? So would you like an infinity healing to bring yourself back into where you are now and to master what you have now, to manage what you have now in the perfect ways, to show the universe that you can handle what you have now so that it goes, okay, I don't want to overwhelm him because he, you know, he or she is already figured out a way to manage what I've given him and or her. And now I'm going to bless this person with even more. So would you like to handle what you have now and show the universe you can handle it, systemize it, delegate it, get a team together, get some support, do what you need to do, and then have it easy for you to be able to receive more and handle more. Beautiful. Wealth principle number 33. The habit of managing your money is more important than the amount. So true. I remember when I first read The Millionaire Mind book, and he was talking about every time you receive money to split them into five jars. And we're going to send you guys a video to explain those jars along with this audio. And what those jars did, so I was actually broke on welfare when I started this. And even if I found, I remember once finding $5 on the floor, I would go back home and I would do my percentages. Now I'm at 10% each jar, but back then I was at like 1%. So I'd go 1% of $5 and then split that into five different buckets. And I actually had buckets and I would put like 10 cents in each one or 25 cents in each one. And I started then and it just showed me that I was able to manage that little amount of money, and now it helps me manage the bigger amounts. So would you like an infinity healing to master the art of managing your money? And I say this to a lot of people and barely any of them have actually followed through, is to follow the bucket system. It's a game changer. I'm going to post a video at the end of to alongside with this audio, and I highly challenge you and recommend that you start off this experience by doing that. By doing the five bucket system. Wealth principle number 35. Rich people see every dollar as a seed that can be planted to earn 100 more dollars, which can be replanted to earn 1,000 more dollars. So would you like an infinity healing to not look at money as, oh, I need to keep it, I need to hoard it because I don't have enough of it, but to see yourself as, okay, let me, you know, get all this wealth and now let me invest in something that's going to double my wealth. Let me invest in something that's going to triple my wealth. Let me take this money that I have and invest it so I can keep doubling and tripling, quadrupling, like just keep reinvesting, making the money, reinvesting and making even more money, reinvesting and making more money. You keep doubling and doubling, doubling. Would you like to be able to have that mindset, that programming, that belief? Beautiful. Wealth principle number 36. Action is the bridge between the inner world and the outer world. Action is the bridge between the inner world and the outer world. So we have these ideas, they're in the ethers, they're in this in the air. And then how do we bring them into this 3D reality? Through action. Action and acting through this physical body brings it into this world and grounds it here and allows it to manifest in and materialize in the 3D. So would you like an infinity healing to be able to have that bridge between the inner and outer, between the ether and the physical, between the spiritual and the financial? Beautiful. Wealth principle number 37, a true warrior can tame the cobra of fear. Would you like an infinity healing to activate your inner warrior and to be able to tame your fear? We are responsible for our fears, and it's not really our fear. It's the mind's fear. It's the inner child's fear. It's the ego's fear. That's just a part of us. It's not our infinite selves. So to know how to cater to it, a lot of times when fear comes up, I go, hey, what's going on? Okay, this is coming up for you. And I feel like I'm talking to my inner child and I'm like, okay, thanks for sharing. I want you to know that that's not going to happen. I got your back. Nothing bad's going to happen. And in fact, this is something that's great. Something great's going to come out of this. And then it moves forward with me. Wealth principle number 38. It is not necessary to try to get rid of fear in order to succeed. I was just saying this to one of my spiritual six-figure clients earlier today. You feel the fear and you still take action. That's the only difference between, that's one of the differences between how a person succeeds and how a person doesn't succeed. A lot of people who say, no, I'm afraid, really believe that there's going to come a time in the future where they're not going to be afraid and then they'll do it. But the truth is, every time that opportunity comes your way, you're going to get afraid. I used to have a saying that would say, and this is how my life was for so many years, I would pray, ask for help, it would come my way, I would get afraid and run away. And the only time my life changed was when I asked for help, I prayed, it came my way, I got afraid, and I still said yes. When you do that, everything changes. Would you like to embody that? Activate that and heal what's in the way of that happening. Beautiful. Wealth principle number 39. If you're willing to do only what's easy, life will be hard. But if you're willing to do what's hard, life will be easy. Would you like an infinity healing to be able to do the things that are necessary, even if they seem hard, even if they take a lot of your time, even if it's out of your comfort zone, even if it brings up a lot of stuff for you to do those things that are hard in order for you to have an easy life? Beautiful. Wealth principle number 40. The only time you are actually growing is when you are uncomfortable. So getting comfortable, being outside of your comfort zone, knowing that that's how you grow. You see someone in a room, you want to connect with them, but fear comes up. You talk to them because that's how you grow. And that those are the people we're meant to connect with. You see an opportunity and you're like, oh my God, this is a huge opportunity. It's bringing up so much stuff for me. And you go after it because that's how you grow. You create a high-end program and scares the crap out of you because, you know, you never charged that much before. And you just do it. You get it out there because that's how you grow. So we grow outside of our comfort zone. Would you like your mind and ego to embrace the to embrace being out of the comfort zone, to embrace uncomfortability, to really see it as that's how I evolve, that's how I grow, that's how I take my power back and become an invincible, fearless human being that I truly am? Would you like an infinity healing to really like embrace those opportunities, to know that every time you do that, you're taking more back of your divinity? You're not buying into this fearful human being that we've been programmed to believe in. And by taking back all your power, by going through every single fear initiation that comes your way, that is for your best to overcome, that every time you do that, you take back parts of your divinity and parts of your power back. So you become the invincible, fearless person you're destined to be. Would you like to embrace those opportunities and say yes to going out of your comfort zone every time they come your way? Beautiful. Wealth principle number 41, training and managing your own mind is the most important skill you could ever own in terms of both happiness and success. Would you like an infinity healing to master the art of managing your own mind, your own thoughts? You decide what to think about. You decide what to focus on. And if you're not happy about what you're thinking or focusing on, to consciously choose something that actually will bring you joy and will lead to more of the things your heart's desiring. Would you like that? Beautiful. Wealth principle number 42. You can be right or you can be rich, but you can't be both. So sometimes we just have to say, you know what? I'm wrong. And then by that humbling experience of owning the fact that, okay, I don't know what I'm doing, I've been doing it wrong, then it allows us to empty our cups and receive wisdom from others, which then can help us move forward in the right path. Would you like an infinity healing to be able to do that? Beautiful. Wealth principle number 43. Every master was once a disaster. So would you like an infinity healing to be able to accept the fact that if you're failing in so many areas in your life, if you're failing in an area in your life, that it's okay, that that's just one step closer to you becoming the master you're destined to become. And there's so many stories when you read the bios of, you know, people, actors who are paid millions of dollars for their voice, were told that they don't have a good voice. Or people that people were told, you know, not to sing, but they have the greatest singing voice. Or people who, like Michael Jordan, one of the best basketball players ever, I think his coach told him something about, like, you're not going to make it to the team because you don't play really well. Or, you know, people who told others, like, give up, you know, you're not going to make it. Like, just the other day I was watching the biography of Queen, and Freddie Mercury and his band Queen were told, like, you know, don't bother with the song Bohemian Rhapsody, and then goes on to be not only number one at that time, but then they re-released it 20 years later and went to number one again 20 years later. So just to really embrace rejection, being told no, and just seeing that that's one step closer to getting that yes. It's just one step closer to moving forward towards your destiny. Would you like to see it that way? And for the final wealth principle, number 44, to get paid the best, you must be the best. Would you like an infinity healing to embody that, the habits, the attitude of I want to be the best version of myself. I'm going to master my craft. I'm going to deliver the best I can deliver. I'm going to do whatever it takes to bring out the best in me so I can show up to the world in the best way possible. And when I give my all. And in return, the universe will see that, acknowledge that, and say, hey, you're creating the best. You're giving out the best. We want to reciprocate that. You will receive the best now. Would you like an infinity healing to have that experience happen in your life? Beautiful. So take a deep belly breath and release. Beautiful. All right, this concludes our first module. Congratulations. I'll conclude by saying this prayer. Please, Source God Universe, deepen these healings. Take them to their infinite next level. Share them with our inner children, parents, and ancestors in past lives, all space, time, and dimensions, now and forever. Integrate into this healing more than what we know to ask for so that this or something greater will happen. Help us manifest all our heart's desires so that we may feel fulfilled on all levels. Connecting to Source God Universe right now and saying thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And so it is. So your assignment before we conclude today is to watch the five buckets, the secret to becoming secret of the millionaire mind video, where I talk about the five buckets, and I challenge you, and my intention for you is to create one percentage, start with one percentage, even if it's 0.1%, start today, get comfortable with the 0.1%, and then increase it every month, all the way up to 10% or more. But start today. Every time you receive money, you take that money, put 0.1% or more into the five buckets, and then watch them grow and have fun with that and enjoy it. It's going to change your life. So I love you. I appreciate you. Remember, keep thriving, doing what you love, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye for now.